Good morning, beautiful people. What an exciting, exciting episode we have for you today. We're sitting down with members of Peace Missionary Baptist Church, and we're talking about their 50th anniversary and their upcoming album, Let There Be Peace. So get ready for this discussion about this beautiful thing known as music, this thrilling thing known as fellowship, and our deep discussion about 50 years of worship service. Let's do it.
It's the unknown preacher.
Good morning, beautiful people. To God be the glory, and welcome to the Unknown Preacher LA. I'm your host, the Unknown Preacher, aka LA, aka Lonzo. I'm Mr. Nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And guess what? It's all good because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and so are you. Hey, a quick reminder, we will be in Norlina, North Carolina on September 21st at 2 p.m. at Peanut and Zeb's Grocery Store, 137 Heiko Street, Norlina, North Carolina. Free food, free prizes, and we're giving away $500 to the biggest Unknown Preacher LA follower. So be ready for our podcast trivia. And also, too, we have landed a gospel DJ, and she is the truth. I'll tell you more about her next week. And guess what? I am eager. I mean, y'all don't really understand how excited I am about speaking with today's guest. I've been anticipating this interview all week. Growing up, heard songs by the Georgia Mass Choir and the Mississippi Mass Choir, and I was just always fascinated by the coordination and harmonizing piece of choir music. But more importantly, this church. This church is historic. I think it's safe to say this church is the epitome of worship service. And this month, we celebrate its 50th anniversary. So, wow, this is big. So we'll get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking with members of Peace Missionary Baptist Church in Durham, North Carolina. Again, we're talking about their 50th anniversary and the upcoming album, Live in Concert, Peace Missionary Baptist Church, Let There Be Peace. Man, I love that title. Featuring the W.E. Day Mass Choir. So please welcome to the Unknown Preacher LA, Pastor Gregory Sears, Director of Worship, Vince Chandler, Director of Music, Reverend Pierre Whitlow, and lead singers Linda Waters, Sabria Justice, and Tasha Rogers. Welcome. God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining me. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. I don't think y'all realize what a big deal this is for me, but I am super excited to have you on the podcast. And I've had some pretty cool guests, by the way, but to be a part of this celebration, I mean, this is just an entirely different experience. So thank you. Let's talk about this beautiful and historic church, specifically the history. I don't think anyone from Durham is unfamiliar with Peace, but can you tell our listeners about Peace Missionary Baptist Church's history?
I sure can, and thank you for having us again on your podcast.
Yes, sir.
The journey of Peace really started back in 1974. It was about 20 persons who had gathered along with the preacher by the name of the Reverend William E. Day and his wife, Mrs. Day. And they gathered on that particular day to talk about the possibility of establishing a church in the city here in Durham. And out of that conversation, several things took place. One of the things that took place is on that particular day, In July, as a matter of fact, in 1974, they voted to elect Reverend Day as the first pastor. Wow. They also, during that meeting, came up with the name of the church. And it has been told over the years that the way in which we got our name was there was a particular person there at the time that said, as they were trying to come up with the name, "I don't really care what we named the church. I just want us to have some peace wherever we find ourselves." And out of that was the genesis of the name Peace Missionary Baptist Church.
Wow.
So that's when things really got interesting, at least according to the stories that have been told over the years. They met on a Thursday in July of 1974. And after having decided that they want to move forward, they needed a place to worship. And so a man by the name of John Scarborough Sr., who's actually the late John Scarborough Sr., who's actually the father of the late Skippy Scarborough Sr., they were the owners of Scarborough and Hargett Funeral Home.
Mm-hmm.
And in that funeral home, there was a chapel. And because of the relationship over the years between Reverend Day and John Scarborough, Mr. Scarborough agreed to allow Peace to worship there on Sunday. It was interesting. The conversation went somewhere along the way where Reverend Mrs. Scarborough said, "Well, I've got a chapel. You know, you all can use it on Sunday." And Reverend Day responded, "Well, I don't know how long we're going to be here." And Mrs. Scarborough, of course, being Mrs. Scarborough, said, "You all can have it as long as you need it."
Amen.
And so on that Sunday, now think about this, for that Thursday they met. On that Sunday, they had a place to worship. I'll tell you how the hand of God has moved on behalf of Peace over the years. We had a place to worship on Sunday, just a few days later.
Mm-hmm.
On that particular day, we decided to, of course, hold church at 11 a.m. And so the word got out, and think about it, this is before social media. The word got out that church was going to be held at Scarborough on that following Sunday. Mm-hmm. And approximately about 130 persons showed up.
Wow.
Between that Thursday and that Sunday for that first worship service. And out of that 130 or so individuals, 119 joined that Sunday. So they went from 20 to over 100 in a matter of days. And so we began to worship there every Sunday. And while we were worshiping there, some of the trustees and Reverend Day and others began to seek out a more permanent home. And it was brought to the attention by one of the former trustees, Mr. Joseph Jones, as to be specific, heard about a church on 1212 East Main Street that was vacant and available.
Mm-hmm.
So they reached out to the church and they expressed an interest in it, and they began to go into negotiation. They negotiated a price of $60,000, with the caveat being we needed to come up with about $20,000 for a down payment. And I want to pause right here and say, so that $20,000 in 1974 is equivalent to about $150,000 in 2024. So within just a few months, that small congregation was able to raise over $20,000 for a down payment.
Wow.
And so in December 1st of that same year, we walked from the downtown location of Scarborough and Harvard to the 1212 East Main Street location. And we stayed there for about 21 years. Mm-hmm. And as a result of being there and as a result of God blessing the congregation over the years, we kind of outgrew the space. And so through the leadership of Reverend Day and through his vision and leadership, we embarked in a building project. That building project was somewhere in the amount of $1.7 million. And we were able to complete the building project and move into that building in 1995. And let me just say this. We are currently debt free.
Wow.
We've been debt free for several years. We paid off that $1.7 million in about 16 years.
God, it's good.
We paid off the $60,000. Watch this. In the same amount of time in about 16 years.
Amen.
And so just to tell you how the Lord has blessed peace over the years, when the chairman of the deacon board, along with Reverend Day and some of the trustees, began to look for a piece of land to build on, this location where we are today, that this was a piece of location that they agreed would be the piece that they would hope to purchase. The owner of the property, who owns several acres of land, for whatever reason, did not want to sell us this piece of property. Wasn't that he was necessarily against the church. I think he thought it might be difficult for other pieces of his property to be sold with the church sitting on there.
Gotcha.
So he declined our offer. And so we had to continue, peace had to continue to look for a piece of property. Well, again, as a result of the hand of God, the persons who purchased it went into bankruptcy. And they then had to sell that piece of property. And if they didn't sell it, it was going to revert back to the original owner as a result of that bankruptcy. Well, it was communicated to them and to us that they were the piece of property's on sale. So we were able to purchase the property before it went back to the original owner. And that's how we were able to have this piece of property that we currently reside on.
I hear God working in all of that.
God has been working over these past 50 years in so many ways. And I think it's important that we, in the time we have the opportunity, we share the unique story of how peace got started. So that's just a little part of the history of Peace Missionary Baptist Church.
Wow, that is an excellent answer. And no matter how many times you've seen God work, and when you hear these stories, man, it just all you can do is just thank God and thank you too, because I applaud your leadership. I've heard nothing but great things. So God bless you. I understand you've been pastor for 7 years now. So could you share with us your vision for peace?
Sure. My vision for the church is really that we continue the rich legacy and foundation that was laid by predecessors here at Peace. And it's also my hope that we become in many ways, a vibrant faith community that empowers individuals to deepen their relationship with God. And as I share that vision with you, one of the ways in which I believe we're able to accomplish that is really directed to this conversation and the reason why we're here today, which is that we're able to accomplish that through vibrant, dynamic worship experiences on Sunday morning.
Yes.
along with establishing and creating transformative ministries. And it's really for the purpose and effort to ignite and sustain a passion of faith that really, I believe, should transcend all generations. And that's really that's my vision in a nutshell. I love it.
And you guys, wow, 50th anniversary. Let's talk a little bit about the recording and why it was done as it relates to the 50th anniversary, and also how might the music serve the community?
Sure. Good morning again. 50 years
in anything is an accomplished milestone. When we were looking at different activities that we can promote that will recognize and commemorate the 50th anniversary, we looked at something that will continue to document the history of peace. And therefore, you know, we looked at a recording for this celebration. And this recording, we're excited about it. We're even just downright happy about it. And it's a recording that will capture the many talents and gifts that the Peace Missionary Baptist Church Music Ministry has always had over the years and served in the community. So beginning on the 50th anniversary on this on that Sunday, which is the 28th of this month, members, visitors, community, participants will be able to have something that is tangible to commemorate 50 years of you know, Peace Church as well as its music ministry. So part of the question is, how does this serve the community? Well, Peace has always been a church that opens its doors to community events and community services and various programs. So it is a hope that this recording will be able to provide church music to choirs and churches that they could sing on Sunday mornings in their church. Sometimes it's kind of difficult to find new church music. So this project here presents church music that could be, you know, sung on Sunday mornings, that is traditional, and music that is somewhat contemporary, and some music that is choral. So we're excited about those dynamics that this particular recording is going to provide to the community, while at the same time capturing the legacy of the music ministry that Peace has always had.
Wow, that's just amazing, and I applaud you all. Tell us a little bit about how the songs were selected and some of the songwriters who were featured.
Sure. The songwriters and the selection process was that we began with, we started at home. At home meaning that we have very talented musicians and songwriters right here in our church music ministry. So so we got together and talked about, you know, okay, do you have a song that you might want to present? And you have a song that you might want to present to the different musicians? They say, yeah. So we had each one of us submitted these songs, and we sat down and listened to them and listened to what the message was. And it's, you know, to see whether or not it is the type of music that is biblical, listen to it to see whether or not it's the type of music that that represents Peace Music Ministry. Because Peace Music Ministry has always been one that provided, you know, good biblical music that is sung well. So while we was looking at this music, we looked at whether or not this music is a good fit for the music ministry at Peace. And so from there, we submitted those songs. We listened to them. We reached out to other songwriters to have them to submit something. And from there, we were able to get a compilation that we feel that will be a good representation of Peace Music Ministry, as well as a representation of music that everyone can enjoy across the community and hopefully across the nation.
Yeah. I'm so looking forward to listening to the album. And I talked about the historic impact of Peace, but your music ministry is also echoing throughout the city. So, man, this is, again, this is exciting for me. And for our singers, how did you all feel when asked to sing lead on the songs that you led on?
Well, I guess I'll start. I'm Linda Waters, and I would first say that I was humbled, and I also felt very honored to be selected to be one of the lead singers for the recording, because there are so many talented singers at Peace. And I guess it was especially a real blessing for me, because I am a 50-year member and a member of the Voices of Peace, and I've been singing the entire time. So I feel like it's a true blessing that God has enabled me to still be able to minister through song through all of these years. So it was an awesome experience.
Awesome, awesome. And so, Tasha Azabria?
Yes, I can definitely piggyback off Sister Waters. Really not even being from the area, not having any family in the church, I was first elated and definitely blessed to definitely first of all be chosen to present that the gift of music, which is from God. So It was really an anointing that was within the atmosphere, and truly a blessing to even be delivering a portion of my gift, which is granted from God. So I was definitely elated to even be chosen.
Wow.
Yes, this was very exciting for me as well. Having been a member of Peace since I was born, you know, I always looked at the music ministry and, you know, wanted to be a part. So it's just very full circle to be asked to lead a song on a big project like this at the 50th anniversary, and knowing the magnitude that it holds for all of our members. This is just, it was so amazing to be asked. I'm really grateful.
Well, I again can't wait, and I've heard about all three of you, so I'm excited. Like, you guys have no idea. I have no doubt that the album as a whole is this beautiful piece of work, from everything I know about Peace. So are there any songs that just stand out to you?
I really like, you know, the song that I'm leading. It's called Your Will, and it talks about, you know, us being able to let go and not live in this world of where we plan and we have to worry about our schedules, and we're in charge, and we're letting go and letting God do the work and trusting that His will be done, and it will work out the way that He says it will.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And what events do you all have planned for the 50th anniversary?
Yes, this is a full weekend of special events and activities that we have planned for that weekend. And we're excited about that. Beginning on Friday, the 26th of this month at 7 o'clock. We're having a special service to kick off the 50th anniversary weekend with a powerful guest preacher, Reverend Dr. Marcus Cosby of Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church out of Houston, Texas. And so we're excited about that Friday kickoff, and the W.E. Day Mass Recording Choir will be providing the music on that evening. So you don't want to miss that combination of a powerful preacher and an awesome choir. So on Saturday, the next day, July 27th at 6 o'clock p.m., there we will have the 50th anniversary banquet. And that banquet will be held at the Durham Hilton. And the host of this banquet will be Lena Tiller of WRAL, will host this special event or gala, as we can call it. Got some extraordinary music on that evening for that banquet, which will be provided by the recording artist Blanche McAllister Dykes. Blanche is an awesome singer, come out of Donald Lawrence's group, So we're looking to be blessed by her on that evening. And so the community is invited to come out. We still have tickets that are available for this event. If you anyone is interested in attending, they can just contact the church and get information from there. And lastly, on that Sunday, that is Sunday, July the 28th. That is the 50th anniversary morning worship service. And our service begins at 11 o'clock a.m. Here again, we have another powerful guest preacher, which will be Reverend Robert Daniels of St. John's Missionary Baptist Church. And there here again, we have the W.E. Dade Mass Recording Choir on that particular Sunday morning. So the community at large are invited to attend any and all of these events, and it'll be a full weekend. I know we'll be tired at come Monday, but we'll press on. We'll be following the pastor on that Monday to an engagement that he has. So service and ministry continues.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to do everything I can to be there on the 28th myself. So, yeah. And so we're running out of time. I want to make certain that our listeners know, first, the name of the album again, Live in Concert, Peace Missionary Baptist Church, Let There Be Peace, featuring the W.E. Day Mass Choir. How can they purchase the album?
I think Brother Pierre is here to grab that one.
Absolutely. Listen, we live in a digital world, so we want to make sure that the album is available to anyone and everyone, and it'll be digitally available on Google Play, on Apple Play. It'll also be our video of the videos will be coming on Vivo and online shortly after the release. But that day, that final day of our anniversary, July the 28th, everybody wants to get the piece that morning, because on that morning, there's going to be something very special that's going to happen regarding that album that you don't want to miss. So July 28th, that Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, you want to be at Peace Missionary Baptist Church, 2608 Apex Highway, Durham, North Carolina. You want to be there so that you can understand the specialness of how we are going to release this project.
Don't forget to follow the Unknown Preacher LA podcast. We're on all podcast platforms.
It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown Preacher.